It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
To mask or not to mask? Well, I say mask because it's about protecting those around you, like the kids under 5 who can't yet get vaccinated and the immune compromised who cannot breathe your germs. But when the Trump-appointed Florida-based federal judge acted alone in striking down the mask mandate on airlines and other mass transportation, the Biden administration said they'd appeal the ruling if the CDC deemed it necessary. Well, they finally did, issuing a recommendation that says, an order requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary for the public health. So, back to court they go. And if the conservative-leaning appeals court upholds the order, the case could then be appealed to the Supreme Court, where the right-wing majority of justices have been ruling against COVID-19 measures since the start of the pandemic. But legal experts said the Justice Department had to challenge this ruling in order to preserve the CDC's authority to take action against deadly diseases in the future. It's just amazing. Things are getting even worse in Mariupol, Ukraine, as the city is on the verge of falling. Reports say that Putin on Thursday ordered his troops to hold off on storming a steel plant that is the last Ukrainian stronghold in the city. At least 1,000 civilians are believed to have taken refuge inside this steel complex, along with the remaining Ukrainian forces. One commander on Wednesday issued a desperate plea, saying his troops likely had only hours to live, absent outside intervention. The fall of Mariupol would give Russia a key port and complete a land bridge connecting Russia to the Crimean Peninsula, part of Ukraine that Moscow annexed back in 2014. So what are we doing to help? Well, Western nations said they're rushing artillery, helicopters, and other heavy military equipment to help the Ukrainian forces fight off Russia's new offensive in eastern Ukraine. So despite the fact that there is still one Ukrainian stronghold, Putin actually congratulated the Russian military on taking control of the city, a claim obviously Ukrainian officials have denied. You know, yesterday I told you that they had agreed to new humanitarian corridors to allow the remaining civilians out. And I think I said I'll believe it when I see it. Well, my doubts were confirmed as Ukrainian commanders on the ground said Russian forces have not honored those agreements to open humanitarian corridors or to enforce ceasefires and instead have continued to bombard the city. Now, more than 5 million people are estimated to have fled Ukraine during the 2 months of war so far, with another 6.5 million people internally displaced. Poland has taken in nearly 3 million Ukrainians. That's roughly equal to 8% of its population. But there's more. Russia on Wednesday announced that it had successfully tested the Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile, which Moscow says can deliver nuclear warheads at hypersonic speeds and dodge defenses. Oh, lovely. Putin saying, quote, this truly unique weapon will force all who are trying to threaten our country in the heat of frenzied aggressive rhetoric to think twice. Ugh, just amazing. Meanwhile, here in Florida, the mini-Trump governor called a special session of the state legislature, ostensibly to deal with the homeowners insurance crisis in the state, something they ignored during the regular session. But once they got there, it was clear they were dealing with other dictatorial decisions made by Governor DeSantis, like the congressional redistricting map that he put forth after vetoing the efforts of the Florida legislature. So on Wednesday, the Republican-controlled Florida Senate voted 24 to 15, along party lines, to approve this new controversial redistricting map that further cements Republicans' control of the state and, of course, does away with two current districts held by Black Democrats. State Senator Chevron Jones of Miami Gardens said, quote, throughout this process, Governor DeSantis has thrown childish tantrum after tantrum, all in an attempt to boost his own political prospects, and it's frankly embarrassing that my Republican colleagues lack the backbone to stand up to the governor's playground-style bullying. And bullying it is, because the Florida Senate also took up DeSantis' feud with Disney. This is purely in retaliation for Disney's daring to oppose the governor over his reprehensible Don't Say Gay law that's now in effect. So to get back, DeSantis wants to make null and void a special deal the state cut with Disney 55 years ago. It's known as the Reedy Creek Improvement Act. It's a unique Florida law that allows the entertainment giant to operate as an independent government around its Orlando area theme parks. Governor Death Sentence ripped Disney as a, quote, woke corporation. Why is that a bad thing? And encouraged Republican lawmakers to advance a pair of bills targeting Disney. The state house is expected to vote on Thursday. Just amazing. A few quick items. New federal data analyzed by University of Michigan researchers found that firearms have surpassed motor vehicles as the leading cause of death among children and adolescents in the U.S. Let that sink in for a moment. And then there's this. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits fell to its lowest level in more than 50 years last week. Jobless claims fell by 2,000 to 184,000. And finally, maybe we should call it capital insecurity. On Wednesday evening at 6:32 p.m., the U.S. Capitol Police ordered an evacuation of the Capitol and other congressional buildings because of a low-flying small plane that had entered D.C. airspace. The radar path showed the plane circling just south of the Capitol, and it wasn't responding to communications. It turns out, however, that the plane was part of the pre-game festivities for the Washington Nationals Military Appreciation Night. Seriously. Several members of the Army's Golden Knights parachute team even jumped onto the field. But the FAA didn't give a heads up to the Capitol Police, who saw the plane as a threat to the Capitol complex. And why are they having a military appreciation night at a Major League Baseball game anyway? Just asking. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.